Hello, we have just finished watching the Trump speech, Amandria Bernstein in New York with Matt Katz in Cleveland. So, you know, I was in Madison Square Garden in 2004 when Bush gave his acceptance speech, George W. Bush. And this was a really dark time in New York. We had just been attacked 2.5 years earlier, a huge terrorist attack. A lot of people in that room had lost people in the World Trade Center. And that was a speech that was not nearly as dark as this one.
There was just like parts of the speech were like a listicle of all the stuff that's going wrong in the world. And it went on and on. It was exceptionally long. The performance was pretty good. He seems to have learned how to speak from a teleprompter. He was disciplined in generally using that teleprompter. He called her Clinton my opponent, as opposed to crooked Hillary.
You know, I was out in the field the last day in New Jersey and Pennsylvania this week. I was out in the field, and one thing that really struck me was how motivated the Trump voters were, and he may have motivated them more, but that wasn't the work that he needed to do. There were a lot of women that I met, including many Republican women, that wanted to hear policy details.
Oddly enough, those women might have heard some things that they liked from Ivanka Trump, who introduced him, talked about equal pay and taking care of working mothers, and offered more policy prescriptions, at least in a sort of general sense, than I've heard anywhere all week long.
Ivanka's speech was essentially, I'm a Democrat, but I love my dad. He was really well served by his kids this week.
It was just like when Melania spoke, and she was offered this very positive, hopeful message that contrasted starkly with all the negativity that was coming from the men who had preceded her. And the only time he was positive in the speech was in talking about his love of his family. It's like he can be as dark and almost scary as he wants to be, and then he feels it by bringing his family on the stage, it balances out in some way. Can I just tell you what's happening right now on the convention floor? There's Republican delegates who are just popping balloons. I don't know if that means that, like, everybody, I think there's some kids. Oh, it's people. I'm sorry. There's so many balloons that people are trying to leave, but they can't leave without stepping on red, white, and blue balloons. So it's creating this popping sound that you might hear in the background. Yes, that's what you're hearing in the background, is delegates trying desperately to get through a mountain of balloons to get back to the Motel 6 down the highway.
I'm Andrea Bernstein. Matt Katz is in Cleveland. I'll see you in Philadelphia next week.